Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to the table.
A podcast where... Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Cody.
And we're your friends.
That's true.
Wow. I'm so glad to be your friend.
And you know what? Friends like you, you make the world go round.
Right. All the dozens of you.
Good morning, brother.
Good morning,
brother.
Or good afternoon. Or good evening.
Whenever you, listener, are listening to this.
Whenever you're listening to this.
For us, it is morning time.
Yes. And we're both unfed.
But we've been productive.
We have been.
We've been both been very, very productive today.
You got some really laundry done this morning.
I got a lot of laundry done. Like
Some would say a load. Got a load of laundry done.
That's like that.
I don't know. I wasn't going
to
say.
I think I was in the middle of about to say something and it just escaped my throat like that.
You got to catch that and like break it back in.
No, but I got a huge amount done. So much so that whenever I was taking it out of the dryer, I was like, is this like the fish and the loaves? Like, did the Lord multiply?
I ain't got to go shopping.
Right.
The Lord done made it.
Kept coming out of the dryer. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Because the goal was for me to be done and be doing this an hour ago. And I just, it's not like I sat there and just like twiddled my thumbs. Like,
right.
I woke up, hit the ground running before my alarm.
Yeah, same.
And like, was just, you know, being super productive and doing all this and that and the other. And like, I looked at the clock and I'm like, there's no way. I have so much to do.
Well, and I had texted you because we had planned this. We're like you said, we're going to do this. We at our time today, 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
I got up at like 7:54 and I was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and get up.
Yeah.
Brush my teeth and all that good stuff. Got in here and I was like, all right, bro. I texted him. I was like, I'm ready when you are. He's like, yeah, it's going to be more like 9. And then here we are now at 9:30. But it's all good because I ain't got nowhere to be.
Yeah, so. Right. Well, and the thing about it is that a lot of the stuff that I had to do, I had planned on doing like the night before, but I had got caught up with some more important matters.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
So for sure. I definitely don't regret that. And, you know, it's still going to be a wonderful day because you know why? The Lord, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes, it is. And on top of that, well, not on top of that, in addition to that, we're recording podcasts.
Sweet.
So here we go. Let's get into our segment.
One's Gotta Go.
Oh, my.
I feel like it's been a minute since we've done a One's Gotta
That's
Go.
That's so funny.
Okay, so this week on One's Gotta Go, Tyler, I'm going to list some things for you, and one of them's gotta go.
Okay.
So the things are brushing your teeth.
Oh, no.
Washing your face, clipping your nails, or maintaining your hairstyle, which means like no haircuts.
I know, because I've been keeping it real short here lately.
Yeah. One of those things for your life.
For the rest of my life.
Has got to go.
Okay, well, the teeth thing, I've got to brush my teeth.
You got to brush your teeth.
Got to brush my teeth.
Now.
So the other options were nails, hair.
And your face. Washing your face. Now, the thing about washing your face, I wanted to put a little note here, a little footnote.
Like if something gets on your face.
Well, no. You can take a shower.
Okay.
Don't wash your face.
Just let the water run across your face?
No. Prevent water from getting on your face. You can't wash your face.
Oh, no, I've got to do that. Because here's the thing. If I smell... Like, there's certain foods I don't like because of the smell. I enjoy the taste, but if I know it's something that I'm going to smell
really?
The rest of the day, yeah.
What's an example of that?
Mustard.
I feel that.
Because if
I feel that.
Like, smell that, like, I feel like it's all over me.
Yeah.
I just feel nasty. I'm like, I will go to the bathroom after certain meals and just, like, wash my face. Just try to get that smell out from my nose. And I'm like, let me... Because it'll be like when I'm at work and don't have a toothbrush and stuff like that.
For sure.
So it's like, so I've got to wash my face too. Okay, so fingernails or hair. And we have seen in post-past of...
Both of these things are things that grow and there becomes more of it as you go along.
Right, but I feel like my hair, I feel like that is more like... The reason I keep it so short is because it doesn't grow that much. And I've seen in pictures, nails get extremely long.
Like
like world record long, like
problematic,
like gross, like curly, and just, yeah, and then it's catching all the gunk of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh. Yeah.
No, I'm gonna have to say, cut it. I'll probably never cut my hair again, or never maintain my quote unquote hairstyle. If maybe somehow I'll get a long, luxurious locks out of it.
Well, the thing is,
somehow
you may, but like I would also go with that for this reason,
or a hat.
Well, there's that.
I'm currently wearing a hat.
Yeah, you are.
It is not a pink hat.
It's not.
I need a new pink hat.
Which is a shame, but we won't talk about that.
Right.
So the thing is, though, about your hair is eventually it will just fall out.
Hashtag already.
Especially with our genes.
Right. Thanks, Dad.
Perhaps sooner than later. So, I mean, you won't have to really worry about it.
Worst case scenario, I have like a really bad mullet.
I mean, yeah, it'd be really, really bad.
Hats, bro.
Yeah, but when you got that going on, like just a hat's not going to help you.
And a little bud in the back.
No. Okay, no. We got to get away from this as soon as possible.
Oh, wait for you.
For sure the hair.
Yeah.
I think. Well, the thing is, though, about that is like, no, it's the hair.
Yeah. Everything else is so much worse.
Yeah. And I would just.
So out of the remaining three. I'd have to say probably nails.
I would have to say probably washing my face.
You think?
I think so. Only because like I feel like I would be able to find some way to work around it. I don't know what that would be because I'm not in that situation.
Can you use baby wipes?
You can't wash your face.
It'd have to be the nails.
But the nails create so many problems.
But they can break off. Just break them off. I mean, you can't clip them, but you can just hi-ya well, the edge of like a table.
I feel like that counts as cheating.
Chopped my nail.
Well, because then, like, with that logic, you could also, like, you're going fishing and you fall into the water. Well, now you got water on your face.
Oh, yeah. Then you're going to be swimming and stuff. I'd literally have to swim above water. I'd never dive again if I went with the face. No.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Imagine not going to the creek and not being able to put your face, like, in the cold, cold water.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, well, I guess we're both just going with hair.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, let's get into our topics, brother.
Let's do it.
Okay, so I feel like I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Because my topic is kind of relevant to what we're both going through right now in this present moment.
Do we want to talk about it?
Well, it's mine's a lighter topic.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
My topic is breakfast.
Oh. I was thinking more like in-depth.
No. Well, I do want...
Emotional, mental turmoil.
I do want... No, that comes later. Oh,
yes, it does.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Oh,
I guess that's a little teaser for Tyler's topic. No, I want to talk about breakfast because here's the thing. My relationship with breakfast is very complicated.
I'm glad we're talking about this. I'm glad we're talking about this because it is. And it's something that I'm just like, you enjoy food.
Yes.
But not like eating in the morning time, like for at breakfast time.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah.
Okay. Right? Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I didn't know if you meant like you as in like we one enjoys food. Like,
yes. No.
Okay. So my relationship with breakfast is complicated. And to your point, yes, I enjoy food. Ideally, I would have some food when I wake up in the morning.
Right.
But here's the problem. It's the food that is offered as breakfast food.
So here's my thing with that. And another reason why I'm really glad that we're talking about it, because somebody else had actually asked me about this week.
Mm-hmm.
I am a firm believer that food does not have a time window, a time frame.
I agree with this.
I could wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and eat a steak.
I agree.
No problem.
And whatsoever. I would happily do so.
I've eaten leftover steak before.
Absolutely.
At 6 o'clock in the morning.
Well, people would also say, well, that's a breakfast food. You can go get steak and eggs. That's not the same.
No. I'm talking a Longhorn.
Right.
Like steak, potatoes. Then the other direction. On my way to work on a Saturday morning, I stopped by Taco Bell and got like a Crunchwrap, a dinner Crunchwrap and like two soft tacos because their menu is all day long.
Well, you know what the problem with that is though? You can't go to McDonald's that early in the morning and get a...
That
get
irritates a, the fire a, out
a,
of me.
You get a Big Mac.
I want a McDouble.
You can't do that because they're... as a societal rule goes, there's breakfast food.
They're obviously on the right track.
Right. Well, we would only have to talk about that.
Right.
I mean, that's just... But it's like, there's breakfast food, there's lunch, and then there's like dinner time like food.
Heavier dinner food.
Yeah, where you get the heavier stuff.
Entrees.
Exactly.
Yeah.
even on like steakhouses on their menus, there's like, here's the lunch menu with our smaller steak.
Exactly.
And then here's like the dinner where it's like, this is you want your bone in ribeye for dinner. No, fam. I would have that for breakfast.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But with that being said,
please fire up the grill at 10 in the morning.
With our acknowledgement of that, I do enjoy some breakfast food.
Yeah.
I like bacon. I like grits. I like biscuits.
Yeah.
I like putting those things together.
Yeah.
I like sausage. I do enjoy some breakfast foods, but I also don't like the fact that, like, okay, it's early in the morning. I have to get one of those.
No.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
No.
I don't like for that to be the case. So what I wanted to ask you, one of my questions for you is, first of all, what is your favorite breakfast food?
This is complicated.
Well, that's good. That's what we're talking about.
So, like, are we talking... Well, I guess we are actually talking about breakfast food.
Yeah, not your favorite thing to have for breakfast.
Right.
Your favorite, like, breakfast food in that category.
I have a couple, so allow me to verbally process this because I love omelets. Mm-hmm. I'm a man that likes eggs.
Yeah.
And omelets are a lot of eggs together.
Yes.
With, like, meats and cheeses in it. And I'm just... That's right up my alley. I'm
right.
Like, perfect.
Perfect.
You know? And... I enjoy those a lot, but I also, I've gotten into this habit, and it's been this year, and it's been on payday. On the payday, I go treat myself to a little McDonald's breakfast,
mm-hmm.
and I get me a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle, and a sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin. And here's the thing. The McGriddle, for those that don't know, is the bread is like infused with syrup. And it's like a pancake as a bun.
So it's sorcery.
Yes, it's sweet. It's delicious. But the sweet with like the bacon, egg, and cheese matches perfectly. And then as far as the McMuffin, I never got those before this year because I was like, dry, nasty, disgusting, dishonorable.
Dishonorable.
And I saw an ad for it. I'm not going to lie. I saw an ad for it one day. And I was like, wow, that looks really, really good.
It worked.
Like the way that they cook the eggs and stuff like that. And so I went, and you know, I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it.
Going to do it, man.
You know, a nice muffin sounds pretty okay.
Yeah.
But it's not an actual muffin. It's like an English muffin.
Well, it's at McDonald's. It's not an actual anything.
Oh, well, no. Them eggs. They, at least on the McMuffins, they were some real eggs.
Well, it's hard to fake eggs.
ask Mississippi District Senior Camp.
Oh, no.
Use the powdered eggs, dude.
I don't want to talk about that. Especially right now, like in my current condition. I can't talk about that.
I love you guys. No hate.
Tyler said that, not me.
Right. But the McMuffin is so good. It's just warm. It's not dry like I thought it was. Like the egg is really good. The muffin's really good. So like I've really enjoyed that part too. So I'm torn because I love omelets, but I also get that more frequently, the McMuffin and the griddle. Like I like pancakes and waffles, but those aren't like my number one favorites. I also really like Waffle House style hash browns, like that shredded hash browns.
Oh, I hate those.
Love
I like
that.
The McDonald's style hash browns.
See, and I don't like those.
Oh, man.
Because those are they're never cooked evenly.
Well,
never.
I mean, as long as they're cooked. Well, I don't know.
Because it's crunchy on the sides and crispy in the, like soggy in the middle. And I'm like, this is not ideal.
Well, what you got to do is put a appropriate amount of ketchup on it.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I almost gagged. I can't. No.
Well, let me ask you this. Is breakfast necessary for you? Like, do you...
Necessary?
Like, do you...
Do I need to eat?
Do you need to eat breakfast? Like, some people are like, I have to have breakfast
before... eat breakfast more often than not, but okay. I'm not... But there's been mornings where I don't eat until... There's been days I don't eat till dinner time.
Yeah.
Or lunchtime, you know?
Right.
Like, it just... But more often than not, I would say 8 times out of 10, I am eating breakfast.
That's interesting.
It just like... Well, I also... I do so much in the mornings, so by the time I'm like ready to sit down and eat, I've already been up for like at least 2 hours.
Yeah,
like just doing this, that, or the other, and so I am hungry. I've like woken up. I've started my day. Whereas like us, sometimes whenever we hang out on Saturdays, we'll eat an early lunch at like 11.
Yeah,
you know, get up at like 8, and by that we've only been up for 3 hours. But like we're like ready to go, and it's like what they're serving lunch at other places, you know. But it's the same for me. I'm waking up at like 4 or 5, and then so I've been up for 2-3 hours, And so I'm ready to eat too. But at that point, it's like 7 o'clock in the morning. Exactly. So it's like, okay, yeah, breakfast time. So I would say, yeah.
Is there anything to you that is like a breakfast no-no? Like it's just you don't eat that for breakfast.
Nope, not a single
thing. I agree 100%.
The only thing that I would stay away from is something that's extremely pungent because I do have the rest of the day to go through. But other than that, I literally would eat anything. I've woken up and eaten my leftovers from the dinner the night before.
Yeah.
Like I've had mac and cheese and like I've had egg rolls for breakfast before.
Yeah. I mean, I get it, man.
It's 7 o'clock in the morning. I would literally
wake up and like, okay, let's go to Mugshots.
Yeah.
Like,
no problem.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Not.
And get like the steak burger, not like the breakfast burger or whatever they have.
No, I agree wholeheartedly. Now I do have some breakfast go-tos and only because I will say this, like I say that I don't put a time frame on food and that's true. I could eat anything at any given point in time.
Yeah.
But in my household, there is a limited selection. So I'm not eating the same thing for every meal throughout the day. I do have some breakfast go-tos that are like breakfast foods strictly for the variety. I could flip-flop those orders. I could do mac and cheese and a chicken sandwich in the morning and eat granola bar and some peanut butter and oatmeal at night. But the thing about it is it takes longer to cook dinner.
Well, I get that.
So it's like stuff like that. Like that's easy and convenient and breakfast food. It's like a nice little sweet treat, but also like granola and oatmeal and like helps me wake up and yada, yada, yada. But like that, so like those are good breakfast go-tos for me. That would be, but I don't intentionally go out of my way to like it has to be breakfast. I have to have this in the morning. Like I've gotten home sometimes and had granola bars.
Yeah. Well, and some people do like brunch.
Yeah.
Like breakfast food for lunch.
Yeah. Or they'll say breakfast for dinner.
Yeah.
Like we're having breakfast for dinner. I'm like, what does that mean? Breakfast is a time of day.
Right.
I feel like.
But it is. But what they mean is like these breakfast types food. Of foods.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's the problem.
Yes,
it's like,
I know.
I, like, look.
No one says we're having dinner for breakfast.
Yeah, right. Well, it's like, all this is just, it's all just food, brother.
It's a double. You know what? Now that we're talking about it, it's a double standard. You don't hear people saying, oh, we're having dinner for breakfast.
Well, most people don't do that.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but you can have breakfast for dinner.
Right. Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, we should normalize having dinner.
2021, normalize dinner for breakfast.
Well, we're getting a little late into the game. Perhaps 2022. We've been this.
We've been here.
Yeah.
So if this becomes a trend, you heard it here first.
Let's normalize having dinner just whatever food you want. Whatever food you want for breakfast or anytime.
At any time. Wow.
So that was really the gist of my topic. Just wanted to like verbalize and talk about that because I don't require breakfast.
Yeah. So that's I wanted to ask you before we close up here with your topic is that why you don't eat breakfast? You would rather just not eat than have to be like stuck eating a breakfast food that you don't want to eat?
That's not like 100%, but that has a large possibility.
Really?
Yeah. Because like, here's the thing. If I know when I wake up, and this is a process, this thought process happened a long time ago, and now I'm just living the result of it.
Yeah.
My thought process is and was, I can wake up and I can go to any restaurant or like fast food place around here and I'm going to be served this kind of food that I don't want. So I'm just not going to do that.
Taco Bell.
Well, even Taco Bell though, like I've been to some Taco Bells where like, okay, it's breakfast time. We don't have our other stuff right now.
Really?
Yeah. So that was another thing is if I like, that's one reason I love Sonic and Subway. You can get whatever you want at any time of day. But my mindset developed where like, okay, I can either go to one of these places and get a bunch of breakfast food that I don't like and don't want, or I can just wait and have like a nice lunch and be hungrier for it.
Yeah.
So I just started.
I do acknowledge that and agree with that because whenever I'm going to like, all right, I know I'm going to a buffet for lunch today.
Yeah.
I probably won't eat breakfast or won't eat a heavy bread. Like I'm not going to go cook eggs, you know?
Yeah.
Like I'll probably get just a granola bar and be done. Like, because I'm like, I know I'm going to eat a huge lunch.
Yeah. But at the same time, like if we're here, like if Sarah. If Sarah goes and buys cereal, is what I was, those two words mixed up, and it's here, fam, I'll eat that junk every morning until it's gone. Well, I'm a Reese's Puffs man myself.
There's actually several cereals that I really enjoy. I don't know why I never buy them. I think it's because I don't buy milk.
Well, ever. it could also be because they're like $75 a box.
Really?
A cereal can be expensive, bro.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Oh no.
You can get like the huge family bags that are like $2.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
I mean, I'm all about those.
Cocoa Pebbles,
yeah.
Fruity Pebbles,
yeah.
Off brand, yes.
Absolutely.
Every day.
Yeah.
I did that for a while.
I understand. But I guess what I'm saying is, like, my point is,
I could eat like $5.
I'm not opposed to eating in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, it's here. It's something
you
I like.
You just don't want to be limited to breakfast food.
That's basically what I'm getting at.
I get that. I understand that and agree with that.
I like breakfast, just don't like breakfast food.
I feel that. Well, does that make you angry?
What?
That restaurants only serve breakfast food in the
it's aggravating. Like, it is very, like, I should be able to go get, like, if I was a man that ate McDonald's, I should be able to get a Big Mac at 7:30 in the morning.
I agree.
Why not? You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, let's calm down, because my topic today is anger.
Your topic is anger.
Yes, yes.
Well,
Cody, do you
very fitting,
right? Do you consider yourself an angry person?
Not at all.
I feel that.
Not at all. I have a very long fuse that is not easy to ignite.
Really?
Yes. I don't really get angry. Like, there's some things that can make me angry.
Yeah.
But as far as just like being an angry person, being angry over just dumb junk.
Right.
No, I am not an angry person.
See, I was talking to my friend who I talk to every day, and I'm like, sorry, I've just been a grouch today. Like there was a day where every little thing was irritating me. Like, I mean, to the point of just like sitting there festering in it, like upsetting spaghetti. And like, I felt like I had to apologize to this person. And they're like, I don't think that you were angry. I think it's been a good day. Yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, like reevaluating myself throughout the day. And this has happened several times where, like, I feel myself being angry and upsetting spaghetti. And I'm feeling like, wow, I need to chill, yada, yada, yada. And sometimes that is the case for sure. But then there's other times apparently where, like, I'm not displaying it. And it's, like, all happening in my head. And I'm like, I'm really glad that you don't see, like, how upset I am about just stupid stuff. Because it's like I'm trapped in a little... Like, I'm trapped in a room watching it happen, like, watching myself get mad at things. And I'm like, wow, what are you doing?
Well, let me ask you this. Now, you're saying mad and angry. Are you talking about, like, anger or, like, just aggravation, frustration?
Let's talk about the difference between those.
Okay.
What is it?
Well, I mean, to me, like, obviously, we are scientists. But
right,
not
of course.
But not in this field.
Right.
To me, it's like, if I get frustrated by something, it's like, it's inconvenient, it's frustrating. Right. But I'm not mad.
Yeah.
And if I'm aggravated about something, it's like, I'm getting there. Like,
so where does that line cross?
I think it depends on the situation. I really do. Like, I don't really know. It's not something I've ever thought about before. Again, because I'm not an angry person.
Yeah.
But like, okay, if multiple tiny things just like keep happening.
Yeah.
That's
you become more angry.
You become like, okay, I'm getting frustrated. Yeah. I'm getting aggravated. Well, let me break it down like this. There was a time in my life when in this house I had to install a doorknob. And
sorry.
It just Tyler, when I tell you it just wasn't going well.
Yeah.
It was not going well. And it's the simplest thing in the world, it seems like, but I couldn't get it go. Well, when I first started, I was fine. It's like, okay, it's probably not going to be like super easy because I don't do this every day, but I can do this. Well, when you're about 15 minutes in and you're
made no progress
and you've made like zero progress,
oh man,
it starts to get very frustrating. Yeah. You start to get like, okay, now I'm like, I'm frustrated that I keep trying this and I can't do it. Now I'm frustrated, but I'm not angry.
Yeah.
As opposed to if you or person X were to walk up to me and you're just repeatedly like, poke me in the back. I open this door coming into the studio. You're standing there. You just poke me in the forehead. Then you run off. Then
run. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, excuse me. You walk off hoping that I don't catch you. And but it's just like things like that. It's like, okay, there becomes, okay, I'm no longer, I'm not frustrated because I'm not like trying to me, it's almost like you become frustrated because you want something to happen that isn't happening.
Yeah.
So it's like, I really wish this would happen. Like, I'm frustrated. Whereas aggravation is like the next level above that. Like, now I'm aggravated that this is like, I'm aggravated at the reality. I'm ready to like be proactive and do something to do it. And then anger is like, now I'm mad.
Yeah.
Like, now I am.
I feel like
at this place where it's all bets are off.
Right, exactly. And I feel like exactly what you're saying. I feel like those levels are measurable by how your body is reacting in the sense of like increased heart rate and like of course furrowed brow and things of that nature. But also like how you want to react.
Yeah.
Not necessarily how you react, because we'll get into that in a second.
Oh.
but how you want to react, and like, I would say even your thought process to some degree, because when you're angry, it's a little hard to be like, I don't want to say logical, because it's not like you lose all common sense, but it's definitely hard to be more reasonable.
It's almost
harder. It's not impossible.
For some people, it's almost like your brain disengages and your emotions take over.
Yeah. It's like Inside Out with the little red guy.
Pretty much.
It just comes in. It's like,
But see, like, you asked me if I was an angry person. For me, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like, what's the maddest I've ever been?
Yeah.
And I can't really put my finger on it right now. I'm sure that if I thought about it, I could. I do know the mass I've ever been.
Am I?
Care
to share?
Well, it's a super long story, but what it ultimately wound up to is finding out that we were sold a car that was a lemon.
Yeah.
And finding out on good authority that the people that sold it to us knew what they were doing, took $10,000 of a down payment knowing that it was a lemon, but sold it to us anyway to get it off their lot.
Ugh.
And when I found out about that and found out that I had basically been,
bamboozled.
I had been bamboozled. Yeah. I'll just say that,
for lack of a better term.
Yeah. I think in recent memory, that was the maddest I have ever been.
Yeah.
And confrontation took place.
I understand.
Yeah.
Well, and it's like you said, like you can be. Like, something can happen that's inconvenient, and you're like, wow, didn't like that.
Yeah.
And just be, like, irritated at it. But I don't think that happening makes you an angry person.
For sure.
So, I'm just going to go ahead and ask this question. We're just going to go ahead and dive into it.
Let's dive in, bro.
Is it a sin to get angry?
No, because the Bible says, be angry, but sin not.
Yeah, got my scripture right here.
A podcast where, yes, indeed.
yes, indeed. No, I agree wholeheartedly. And that's what was one thing I was going to say, was that scripture is Ephesians 4:26.
Beautiful.
Which is funny because I had this on my mind to talk about like a week or two ago.
Yeah.
And then was asked to read Ephesians 4:4 something going on. And it was funny because it's like, that's what I was going to talk about anyway.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Look at God.
Wow. Yeah. It says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath.
Mm-hmm.
That is an important part also.
Absolutely. I feel
like, let not the sun go down. Whenever you are festering in it and it's like an overnight thing and you wake up and it's like, wow, can't wait to choose violence today.
Right. Right. Oof.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I agree with you on that it is, I don't think it's a sin to be angry. It's because
definitely not.
And it definitely happens, but it definitely... Right. Like it definitely matters how you react.
Oh,
and of course we know
that. Well, that's I would argue that that's probably the most important part of it.
Yeah.
Is you can do some serious damage depending on how you react, whether it be physical, emotional, even spiritual.
Ooh. Oh, absolutely.
You can do some damage.
Psalms 37:8 says, cease from anger. Mm-hmm. Doesn't say never get angry. It says cease from anger.
Right.
And forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil.
Yeah.
So forsaking wrath, that means do not be wrathful.
Right. Right.
Wrathful.
Wrathful.
Like, when it's like you said, it's how you react, how you respond to that anger, because there could be a bunch of minor inconveniences that happen, and eventually I get to the place where I feel like I am just fuming. But based on how I react, I can choose whether or not somebody knows that I'm upset or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's But there's a certain area, like, you can quote unquote not react, but if you're choosing to let somebody know in hopes of, like, I don't want to say confrontation, but like, I'm not doing anything, but you, I want you to know I'm mad kind of thing. Yeah. Like, that is, to me, that's just as bad. Like,
yeah.
Not, like, yeah.
I get what you're saying. You know, the fact of the matter is Jesus got angry.
Yeah.
He got mad when he walked into the temple and saw what it had become.
Hi-ya.
To the point where before we get to the flipping of the tables, we are first, we're going to sit back and we're going to weave together a whip.
Yep.
So he's weaving this whip. Now I'm going, you going to get it.
Yes.
I'm going to get you. And he goes through there whipping folks, flipping tables, saying, it is written that my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. He got angry at them, but he didn't sin.
Yeah.
He was a dad, a father, going off on his children.
Right.
Like, rightfully so. You've defiled my house. And so that, you know, the scriptures you mentioned, plus just the fact that Jesus was a man.
Right.
And fully man, fully God.
Yeah.
Then this, I'm glad that this instance is put in here, because here's the thing. The Bible says that if everything Jesus did would have been written down and recorded, that the world itself couldn't contain the books.
Yeah.
With that being said, he made sure that this instance was in there to show you're not wrong for, because a lot of people, you're not wrong for being angry. A lot of people carry that a guilt associated with just becoming angry.
Absolutely.
Like, you're not, you can get angry, but the fight starts after that.
Right.
What are you going to do with it?
Exactly. There's, I have another scripture here that says, in Proverbs 14:29, he that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. So it's the slow to wrath part. It's, there's other scriptures for that. Let me see here. My scripture all out of order. I'm sorry. Yes. James 1:19-20. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. So the slow to speak, slow to wrath, like, whenever you do get mad, that react, you're probably not fit to react right then.
Exactly.
You know, because, not gonna lie, I got some quippy comebacks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready. Ready with the clapbacks.
Yeah.
2021. But it's in those moments whenever you do want to, and yada, 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 and so on and so forth, that's when you're like, okay, let's take a break here. Let's think about it. How is this going to affect, you know, so-and-so later on?
Yeah.
How is this going to affect our relationship, my ministry,
right?
You know, my witness, and like, is this, and we've seen the memes all over Facebook. Usually elders shall share them and they'll have like a little minion on them that'll say, talk about how not to let 10 seconds of your day be wasted. Because it, I don't even know how to describe it without going into the whole thing. But it's like, if somebody gave you $1 million and you drop $10, or somebody takes $10 from you and never gives it back, like, are you going to spend the rest of your $1 million trying to get that $10 back?
Right, right.
No. And so they compared that to time.
Yeah.
You have all of these minutes in the day. If somebody, quote unquote, robs you of 10 minutes because you're angry for this period of time, or the situation unfolded in this period of time, are you going to spend the rest of your day trying to get back at them, feeling bad about it?
Exactly.
So on and so forth.
Yeah.
Like, no. Like, obviously, we understand, like, we get angry and whatnot, but to like breathe, be slow to wrath, slow to speak, just give that to the Lord.
Well, let's get personal.
Let's do it.
Let's make it even more personal.
Okay.
What is your initial response, and like your initial, like, what do you want to do when you get angry? And what I mean by that is,
I'll give an example.
Okay.
But go ahead. Rest.
Well, what I was going to say is, what I mean by that is, some people are just like, okay, it's on. It's like, fight or flight is gone. It's fight. We're about to, like, directly confrontational. Other people may be more like passive aggressive, quiet.
Yeah.
You know, what is your typical response when you're angry?
Mine, so more often, because I live by myself. So I don't really have a lot of things that make me angry in my home. So,
well, yeah, there's an element there as well.
Right.
It's amazing how many people I don't bother
right,
when I'm
exactly.
just by myself.
It's when I'm at work, though, is my problem because mm-hmm. there's so many people at my job. And so, like, there are so many things that are contingent upon other people's productivity and things of that nature. And let's say, and it's hard to read tones sometimes
in a, like a email.
Yes, emails, yeah. Instant messages, things of that nature. And so when you're relaying information, like, it could be taken the wrong way very easily if you're not careful.
Well, it can even be taken depending on how you're feeling that day. If you're feeling
absolutely.
Happy and upbeat, you may interpret it as such,
right,
and vice versa.
Exactly. Especially if that person is not correctable or teachable.
Yeah.
You know, like, it also is contingent upon that. But there's sometimes when you know, like, okay, this was unnecessary.
Yeah.
This was unprofessional. Them's is fighting words,
right,
to put it in layman's terms.
Right.
But I've been in a situation like that where I've just read something and I'll stop. And first of all, it's like a surreal moment because I'm like, is this really happening right now?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, because it's about to go down. Mine is not flight. Mine is not passive aggressive. Mine is 100% like, let's go.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Like, here's what made me upset. Here's why. Here's what you can do to not do that again.
Right.
Kind of thing. And it's not like a moment of self-evaluation. It's like, why are you talking to me like this?
Yeah.
Just being real, being honest,
right,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's where my mind goes, is like, you Oops. Have, yeah, the unmitigated gall
right.
to talk to me like that.
Yeah.
On this Tuesday morning
right.
at 9 o'clock. But the... my immediate reaction is to respond.
You're
as
ready.
Such. Yeah, I'm ready to respond. I've got a huge thing typed. But I'm proud to say, more often than not, this here lately, I have deleted said response and just been like, it's not worth it, Lord. I know. to somebody that doesn't understand the concept of slow to speak, slow to wrath kind
yeah.
of thing, they would be like, yeah, you're 100% justified in that. Click send. Like, because it's not like it's anything to dishonor the Lord, but it's like, it's definitely expressing, you know.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lack of joy.
Right. A lack of joy. Yeah.
And so it's, it's one of those things where it's like, but ultimately, it would do more damage than good. It's not going to help anything.
Right.
You know,
you would feel better for about 5 seconds and then you
exactly.
would.
Exactly. Then it's like, now I got to deal with the consequences
right.
of this conflict.
Yeah.
You know,
I understand
things
that.
Can just spiral out of control, especially in a situation like that, like a work situation.
Yeah.
So that makes it really, really tough.
Yeah.
Any other situation where I get mad, it depends. Like, if I'm in public and if I see something that has nothing to do with me, but goes against like, I'm like, wow, if that happened to me, I'd be really upset. Like, at that moment, I have to make the decision, like, okay, this person is not getting upset or not doing anything about it, but I feel like they should because I would in that position.
Yeah.
At that point, I'm like, do I interject right there? But then it's like, it's none of my business. Now, there are certain things that if I see happen, it's not.
Right.
It's not.
You're going to intervene.
Exactly. But just like, you know, like, just hypothetically, somebody cutting in front of somebody at a grocery store. They didn't cut me, but there's like a big line of people and you just cut in front of this person. Like,
well, I mean,
it's like, it's just giving an example.
Yeah, yeah,
a bad
yeah,
example.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's one of those things. It's like, ugh, that was not good.
Wish you wouldn't have done that, but
right.
I'm not about to like call you out.
Right. I'm not about to start a conflict here in Walmart.
Well, another thing, you're not.
Right.
But other people would be like, oh, no, I would have said something.
Yeah.
Like, I would have. You know, some people are just like hot-headed,
yeah,
and they are like ready
yeah.
to call somebody out for cutting in line and stuff.
Where do you think that stems from?
It could be a lot of stuff.
I was
man.
About to say, do you think?
It could be a lot of stuff. I do think that some people, it's like there are cultures who are like known to be a little bit more hot-headed or a little bit more passive.
Yeah.
There is that. But I also believe that there's every individual is that, an individual.
Yeah.
And you can decide, I'm not going to be like that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to react that way. I may feel
right.
those things, but I'm not going to react the way my grandparents did or my
yeah.
parents or whatever.
Absolutely.
It stops here.
So do you feel that whenever somebody, like, do you ever feel, okay, Sorry, I'm trying to gather my words in a way. Like
this is beautiful. We're getting somewhere.
Yes, absolutely. Do you ever feel like we've already discussed that anger is justified in some situations?
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like a person who doesn't show that anger or that doesn't react in a way that it's not that they have to react in a bad way, but that feels like they're almost not sticking up for themselves? Like, do you feel like that person is being like just letting people walk all over them? Like, or is it showing a sign of long suffering and patience?
I think that.
Or is that also contingent on what the situation is?
It is, but it's also just about balance, you know, like so many other things we talked about.
Right, of course.
We should just name this.
I was literally about to say like the scale or something like that.
It's all about balance.
Right.
So
a tightrope.
Right. You can be, I don't want to walk on that. I'd rather get on a scale.
Ooh, I don't know.
We know which way it's going. But, you know, you can be someone who, you stand firm, and you know, like, okay, this is my stance. You're not going to walk all over me, but I'm not going to be, like, mean to you.
Yeah.
You can be someone like that. Now, you may not become that overnight. Like, I'm sure some people, like, struggle with said thing, but it can be done. You don't have to. And some people, I feel like that, like, the anger, the pushback, the this and that is almost like this is the only way I know how to try to show like that I'm not a pushover. I'm going to,
almost like an overcompensating kind of thing.
That's the right word I'm trying to get to. Like overcompensating as opposed to like someone who is calm, cool, and collected.
Who's just set boundaries.
It's like, you're not going to do that.
Right, exactly.
Like you're not going to go here.
Like you can be angry, do whatever you want to do, yada, yada, yada. But whenever you start doing this and it affects me or so-and-so, yada, 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 that's not like, okay.
Right.
No.
Right.
Like, but I think it also depends on how that person responds. Like as we've discussed, there's a way to respond and being respectful and like being long suffering and things of that nature. So,
You can, like for me personally, because we've talked about you, we've made it personal for you.
Yes,
for me, I'm not an angry person. I don't feel, I go through a lot of stages before I get to, okay, now I'm mad.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit for me to get there. When I do get mad, just verbally processing it here, my initial response, if it's just like an everyday situation, like if it's like a coworker type thing or whatever, my initial response is I just want to get away from you. I don't want to, because I realize I pinpoint the source of what is causing me anger, what's causing me discomfort. Like even in like little things like I've talked about before, like on Facebook, if someone shares something and I'm scrolling and it like upsets me or makes me like feel like a negative emotion, I do this. I did this morning waiting on you to get here. I saw something. It was like, who shared that? Went and saw who shared it, immediately went and unfollowed them. I didn't unfriend them, but I don't want to see what you post.
Right.
If you're going to share stuff like this, I don't want to see it. I do that in life. It's like right now I'm angry. I'm aggravated at, let's just say, Link.
Yeah.
So I need Link to get away from me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be around you because first of all, I hate feeling this way, but I've also identified the source of it.
Right.
So, you know, my personality is like, I'm a fixer, like solution, find the solution.
Yeah.
The solution is get away from me. So I do that. I will distance myself from it. Now, there's sometimes you can't do that.
Yeah.
So then you have to enter into the next thing, which is I got to like more so kind of like, tone down my like I gotta deal now. I have to face this. I have to face what I'm feeling and figure out what to do with it. So but when I do get mad, when it's got to that point, I am not confrontational. I don't enjoy being like, yo fam, what's up, you know what, you know.
Yeah.
For me, it if I do anything, it is going to be passive aggressive.
Yeah.
It is going to be like just throwing something out there, see if you pick up on it.
Right.
And it's like, if it's almost, and it's not fun to like be this way, but it's almost like if you feeling froggy, leap, but I ain't leaping first.
Yeah.
But if you do leap, like, okay, it's on, you know, not even talking about like a physical fight or anything, but it's just like,
Like, you want to go here? Let's go.
It's
here.
Like, yeah, it's like, okay, yeah. I'm not above an argument. You know this.
Right. Right. <It's>
like, I'm not above an argument, but I'm not going to initiate. Now, if you want to go here,
yeah,
we'll go. Absolutely. And I'm ready. Believe that, because I've been thinking about this. I got my notes. I got my receipts. I got everything. You really don't want to go here, but I'm going to show you that. You know right. what I'm saying? It's like, okay, let's talk about it. Because like, yeah. I'm ready. And at that moment, it's like, okay, now I have to win.
Oh, no.
Well, what I mean by that is, like, I'm not going to initiate an argument, and you're not going to talk me out of the facts that I know or the, yeah. you know. It's like, hey, man, you did this. It upset me greatly.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, it's hard to talk about it when you don't have, like, a specific instance.
Right, right. Well, and you also don't want to talk about something too specific. And
right. Like, well, like, just FYI, this happened recently.
Oh, my.
And it was very much a,
Cody, hey, don't read them our conversation.
Well, yeah, Tyler upset me greatly. It was very much a situation where it was like, I discovered something and I was not in the wrong, and the other person yeah. was. It was not Sarah. Just FYI.
Well, of course.
And I was mildly confrontational.
Same.
I got angry about it because it was like, and you know, really, it wasn't so much anger. It became anger,
yeah,
like in the moment. But then when it was all said and done and I realized that I was right and not crazy, it just became disappointment.
Yeah.
It became absolutely. Like being almost borderline hurt.
Right.
But my initial, when I realized what was happening in the moment, that I was essentially being lied to, it was not, I got mad. I did. And I was like, you know what? This is not okay. I don't care what the circumstances are. You're lying to me, man. Right. And I don't appreciate it. And then I did get like, I got aggravated about it, but
I understand it's definitely tough, but like we acknowledge, we're all human.
Oh, for sure.
You know, yeah. Like that alone is like a statement
and
enough.
And to your point right there, like this is what I struggle with. Anytime I get angry or do something like what I did, like with this particular situation and the individuals involved, it was like my initial response internally was like, I feel bad for being angry, but at the same time, like, I'm also a human.
And, exactly.
And I've been...
You getting angry doesn't make you an angry person.
Right. But it was also just like, to me, sometimes it is hard to like, my initial thought is, yeah, well, you've done stuff wrong too. And you're not allowed to get angry at anybody because you've done stuff wrong too. And also, Jesus, he's watching your reaction. It's like, yes, I understand all that and it's all true. But it's also like, man... In some instances, and this was one of them, it's like some instances, I'm a human that is like, this hurt me, this upset
absolutely.
Me. And in this particular instance, when there's really not a, I'll just say like everyone involved knows truth.
Yeah.
Knows like, I'm not trying to witness to anyone here. It's like, this is like close people. So, in that situation, it's like, I'm really not so much worried about the whole protecting your witness part of it.
Right.
Or I shouldn't be, but I was. And it was like, I almost felt bad. I felt like me being a minister, me being apostolic, me being very, very flawed and failing God every day, all took away my right to feel angry and hurt.
Yeah.
And that's something that I struggle with anytime I get to that point, and I immediately feel guilty for getting angry. It's like,
well,
man, you're so imperfect. Who do you have the right? Like, you don't have the right to be angry at anybody. But
it's all on how you react. And as we've talked about today, this you getting angry didn't make you. That doesn't mean that you're always an angry person that suffers with anger issues and so on and so forth. Like we said, Jesus got angry. Now he didn't get like. He didn't chase people around with whips every single time something happened. He didn't call down those angels while he was hanging on the cross. Like, he could have easily done that.
Yeah.
But he didn't. And it's like, it is a natural reaction for me to have gotten angry or irritated with XYZ, but it's like I didn't go and bless them out because of that.
Well, no. Well, it's like stuff like that, man. That's not an option.
Right.
Like, I'm not fixing to, like, bless you out, and I'm not fixing to, like, cut you off from my
life.
Right,
exactly.
I'm not fixing to do, you know, that's not, like, my genuinely, like, I'm no better than anybody. My mind doesn't go there.
Yeah.
I feel guilty for even saying the little bit that I said, you know, so I'm not fixing to do that.
Absolutely.
But my mind goes to, like, now with all that being said, I've said this before. Everything that I've talked about so far has been contingent on you're just messing with me.
Right.
You mess with my wife, I don't know what I'll do.
It's on site.
I can't really speak to what I will do because no one, thankfully, it's never happened.
Right.
But, like, Sarah will tell me, just as we're talking about our day, she's like, man, someone at the store was, like, super rude to me today. They said, and I'm in my blood.
War!
My blood, like, boils. And I'm like, I will go to that store.
Yeah.
And I, you know what I'm saying?
Give me your security footage.
Well, and I had a dream one time. I don't know if I've talked about this on the show. I'm sure I have at this point. Like,
probably.
We've talked about everything. But I had a dream one time that someone broke into our house.
I think I do remember talking about that
and
on the show.
Yeah, and my initial thought and reaction was, I've got to protect Sarah.
Yeah.
And what that meant was it did not end well for this person.
Yeah.
I just destroyed. Like, I got them. I grabbed them with my hand.
Well, let's not get too detailed.
Well, I'm not, but what I'm saying is, like, I guess I'll just put it this way. No weapons necessary.
Right. He did not have a good time.
And it was just like, I realized in that moment, yo, fam, I would black out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like I would black out and just, like, lose all the the hesitancy that I spoke of earlier. I feel like all that's gone.
I feel like this is probably a bad time to bring up the scripture that's like, vengeance is mine, thus saith the Lord.
Yeah, but you also got to protect your house.
Right, absolutely.
Like, you know, if you don't, you're worse than an infidel.
Yeah,
you know.
No, for sure. But there, I don't have a specific scripture for that because there are so many that said that that say the Lord will have vengeance, which I do believe.
Oh, absolutely.
There have been situations in my life where something happens and, like, I wanted to react thus in such a way, and I'm just like, Lord, I need you to handle
it. Well, Bishop preached it recently, and he talked about God being our avenger and having vengeance, and he made a statement in that just, like, blessed my soul. He said, if you fight your fights, God will let you fight them.
Yep.
But if you choose not to fight them, he will fight them for you.
Yeah.
And because
we already know he's going to win.
Oh, think about this. You versus God. You're not going to come out on top in that situation.
Well, in closing,
as we come to a close, musicians
right,
come.
Musicians come. Nah, of course, you getting angry as a reaction does not mean that you are an angry person. We've said it multiple times. There is a difference in being irritated and something of being furious and things of that nature. There are boundaries that do need to be set, and whenever those boundaries are crossed, I do feel like you should stand up for yourself.
Absolutely.
In a way that is honorable to the Lord.
Yeah.
But there's also, like, don't react crazily. Don't go off on somebody.
Yeah.
But if you feel yourself becoming an angry person, are you hanging around with people that are like that?
What are you listening to?
Right.
What are you watching?
Well, there's even scripture to go with that.
Yeah.
It says here, Proverbs 22, verses 24 and 25, make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. I feel like you said, the same thing applies to what are you listening to? What are you watching?
Yeah.
Like,
what are you reading? What are you thinking on throughout the day? What kind of friends are you hanging around?
Right.
All of that very much plays a part
for
in
sure.
it. Especially if you're already, like, prone to being angry.
Yeah.
Then that's not going to help you at all. So,
Yeah, we just got to be slow to speak, slow to respond, slow to wrath.
Slow to wrath.
You know?
Just be happy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of happy, this week on Drop the Bop, you know what? This bop, I didn't plan it like this, but it worked out really well because it's definitely a bop and it's all about positivity.
Oh, nice.
It's called, it is called High Up by Jonathan Traylor, not Taylor, Traylor. And it, first of all, it's a bop. It's not a slow-bo. It does get you grooving. But
makes you move a little.
It's just very, very, very it's just upbeat and it's talking about being positive. Like the first line is literally people always trying to bring you down. They're throwing stones. Like it's going out of style, rhyming, you know?
Right.
But it, the chorus is like, you can't bring me down. I'm too high up. Thoughts above the clouds. I'm caught in your love. Of course, referencing our Christ.
Right, of course.
Just things of that nature. You should go listen to the song because it does have a lot of encouraging, uplifting lyrics in there mm-hmm. that coincidentally go very well with
what we talked about
with our podcast today. Yeah. Of course, those links will be in our Instagram, our highlights for Apple Music and Spotify. But yeah, go check it out.
Brother, I've had a wonderful time.
I had a great time.
We talked about
I'm not mad at it at all.
I ain't mad at nothing. I am still hungry for breakfast.
I'm still very hungry for breakfast.
But you know what? We're not going to get hangry.
That's true.
Because we're going to be slow to anger.
Oh, Lord, help me.
Yes, that's, Lord.
Let's talk about that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. If you like that, subscribe and head over to Instagram and Twitter where you can give us a follow at That Table Pod. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and share this podcast with your friends and your family. If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, check out the support tab on our website at www.thattablepod.com. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you. And as always, until next time,
be blessed.
Do better.